It's Marty. If you're a senior citizen, let's say you're 80 years old, you're living alone, and you want to get a vaccine, you're screwed. No, really, you are. Let's say you're 80 years old, you don't have an Apple computer. You don't have a Mac. You don't have bandwidth. You don't have a smartphone. You're a dummy like me when it comes to tech. If you're a senior and you're living alone, which, by the way, several million Pennsylvanians, you're screwed. Try and get through on one of these ridiculous phone lines to get a vaccine. It's obnoxious. Try to register. I didn't do it. My amazing wife had to do it for me. She was on 18 damn lists. It's a joke, man. It's a joke. Thank God we have the big players like UPMC, Allegheny Health Network, Giant Eagle. Because if we relied on government to do it and relied on this governor to do it, we'd have folks dying waiting for the vaccine. No one's registered. None of their doctors are calling them. That ain't happening. They can't get through on a phone line. That ain't happening. There's nowhere for them to turn. And this is just one issue that just really chaps my behind. Someone fighting the same fight with the same frustrations. Representative Natalie Mihalik, Republican. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. How are you?
This is annoying stuff, though, is it not, Natalie?
It's been a year of frustrations, for sure.
And I challenge anyone to try and get through on one of these damn phone lines, right?
You can't. I don't know if you've been watching our budget hearings. I'm out here in Harrisburg.
Yep.
I questioned the Secretary of the Labor and Industry Department yesterday. I actually held up my cell phone and called her department during my questioning and got a busy signal, because that's what you get. And it's not just labor and industry. It's all these departments. It's the governor's office. It's Department of Health. It's everything.
I was going to text you this morning because I saw that on this show on several occasions, because there are more than a million people sitting there waiting for some damn check that may never come regarding unemployment. This is the ineptitude of big government that we can't trust. I called that silly line to try to get through to the unemployment folks for hours and hours and hours. Natalie, there have been folks that called for a week several thousand times and didn't get through, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we hear it every day. I mean, I was looking at my emails just a few minutes ago, waiting to get on the line with you. And we've got, you know, a constituent just this morning hasn't received her check since August.
God.
She's been waiting since August.
God.
And we have no, we as the legislature don't even have a phone number to call. So, you know, this person's got no shot of being able to call and get a human. We have to send an email on her behalf and hope that we hear back, you know, in a couple of weeks. And it's not like it's going to be resolved in a couple of weeks or she's going to have a check. It's just the, you know, starting the process and getting an answer to figure out where, you know, what went wrong. Did she forget to, you know, fill out a field when she was applying? I mean, most of these people have never been in the unemployment system before. They're unfamiliar with it. It's not user friendly. And if you screw up one little thing, you get kicked out and you're waiting for months.
And Representative, the excuse of the governor is, with the senior citizens trying to get vaccines, with folks trying to get unemployment, well, we're overwhelmed. Okay. Is that a reasonable, logical excuse? Oh, we're overwhelmed. To hell with you. It's pathetic.
No, it's not. It's unacceptable. And with the vaccines, you know, with everything that happened back in, you know, March and April of 2020, when this was all brand new, you know, I get it. Like, this was, you know, a novel virus,
right?
Pandemic, you know, first pandemic in 100 years, like, there's no playbook. But now with the vaccine, that's different. We've been waiting for this. We've been waiting. This was the light at the end of the tunnel. We should have been ready. We weren't.
So
no excuse.
Representative Natalie Mihalik, local Republican, who I love to death because she fights, man. And that's what I love to hear. At the end of the day, I don't think we collectively as citizens can trust government and Pennsylvania government with phone calls, with record keeping, using the nursing homes as an example. And you've been attacked because You're just Republicans going after the Democratic governor because you want data from nursing homes. To hell with that. We had hundreds and hundreds of people die in local nursing homes, and no one stepped in until folks were dead. Who can we trust here? Anyone? Seriously.
That's right. And it's not a partisan issue.
No.
I mean, these are our seniors dying in our nursing homes, and we need to provide these families with some answers. And that's not a partisan issue at all. We have almost 13,000. We're calling up to 13,000 deaths in our Pennsylvania nursing homes, more than half in the state, more than half of our deaths in the state.
That's right.
And we eclipse these nursing home deaths. If you look at a state like Texas, we have 29 million people in the state of Texas. We have 12.8. And we've eclipsed their nursing home deaths. Why?
Someone has to be responsible. Someone. Man. I don't know, though, Natalie. You're in government. You're new to this. Have you hit the wall? Have you ever said, I can't make a difference. I can't fix this. This monster of blubber is too big. There's no answers. Or are there solutions to this? Because using the unemployment office as an example, and you know this, they spent $150 million on those goofy computers, and they're still not working.
Yeah, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars over, 20 years to upgrade the system, and it's still terrible. I mean, I can't let myself go down that path and give up. Because if I do, and others out there that want to make a difference, if we all give up, then these people get a pass.
No, you're right.
We can't let that happen.
No, you're right. Hey, before I let you go, and I know you're in the middle of working, man, I'm so frustrated and rather annoyed by the fact that there are 4 dead Port Authority drivers from COVID, 400 Port Authority drivers sick from COVID, tens of thousands of grocery store workers sick. And they got jumped over, and I could go on and on and on, volunteer firefighters, cops, EMTs, and they got jumped over by teachers who refused to go back to work, and they're getting the vaccine. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, this is the power of the people. I mean, the teachers really, use their voice and their influence.
The unions.
To get that.
The unions.
To get that vaccine.
Yeah. Should they jump the line?
And make no mistake, we have to get our kids back in school. I'm lucky my kids are, in the classroom 4 days a week, which I wish it were 5. And this is, if this is the way that we got to get back in the classroom, it's really tough, but we got to get these kids back in the classroom because this is, for a lot of kids, this is a year's loss of education.
A fellow Republican said, we have to pay the ransom. Do you see it that way?
That's an interesting quote. I'd love to know who said that. I mean, to a certain extent, we got to get these kids back to school.
Yeah. Thank you. You're always welcome. I appreciate you.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Nice to talk to you.